Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY, the Lucy Ann Lance Show, the showcase of new and remodeled homes and outdoor living. Coming up June 27th and 28th, that's a Saturday and Sunday, from 11 a.m. to 5. Sponsored by the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. Visit BraggAnnArbor.com for more information about this. And we're going to talk about one of the homes that is being showcased here. And this is rather interesting because Meadowlark's Jen Heinzman is a design director and Melissa Kennedy, the president of Meadowlark Design and Build. And the homeowner of this home decided to partner with Meadowlark for a second time, ladies. If that's not an endorsement, I don't know what is, to create a cohesive outdoor living experience. So welcome to the show. It's so great to have you here. And I always love Meadowlark's offerings in these shows.
Thank you. It's so great to be back here.
Thank you.
I love how you advocate for things going on in the community.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you. You know, I want to hear, first of all, what you did for this homeowner in the first place. And where is this located?
This home is off of 7th Street here in Ann Arbor, and it's a twofer for our, you know, for all the guests for the Bragg home tour. It's a twofer because we started in on the kitchen right after the pandemic, and the homeowners love visiting the Big Island in Hawaii. So they wanted to bring in some bright colors, some fun accents. And then they came back for a second project, which is this detached pergola and then screen porch. So it really starts to, the inside has this Hawaiian vibe a little bit, just with those bright colors. And then we bring in that same kind of vibe with the outdoor spaces.
What I love what you do with the outdoor space, because you included a pool. Everything is seamless. It looks like it has been there forever and it belongs with the home. That sensibility of design and cohesiveness, you're brilliant. It really works well. Tell us a little bit more about that.
That's high praise. That is such high praise. The homeowners are lovely to work with. So I think I really want to shout out the homeowners because it's such a collaboration. I think you can see the seamlessness because the homeowners are up for the conversation, up for the design conversation. And so, we took all of their comments, all of the things they loved about the Big Island of Hawaii, tried to bring as many of those elements here to Ann Arbor, and just also extending their living space. So that screen porch is really an extension of their living space.
Yeah, it's beautiful. We talked today with the design director from Meadowlark. She is Jen Heinzman, who you just heard there. Melissa Kennedy is the president. Melissa, tell us about your company, 35 staff members at Meadowlark. How did it begin? And you have a unique place, I think, in our community.
Thanks. We really care about the community. So Meadowlark was founded by Doug Selby and Kirk Brandon, 22 years ago. And they started, when I started with them, we were in the upstairs of a garage on Fountain Street with no bathroom. We actually had to go to Doug's house to use the bathroom.
Really?
Eventually the street got busy with our work vans. And, you know, we really established ourselves as some of the leading green thinkers in Ann Arbor. And kudos to Doug for that. You know, he's a scientist at heart, and he really likes to challenge conventionally what's done. And because of that, his work continues to translate into what Meadowlark gets to design and build for homeowners. And the 18 years I've been there, it has just been a privilege to see how we've evolved, but keeping the same values aligned with community involvement, donating our time where we can, our efforts towards Habitat for Humanity. I mean, when the tornado came through Ann Arbor, you know, the shocking tornado that came through Ann Arbor, the next day our work vans pulled off of jobs with gracious homeowners so that we could cut up trees, covering driveways and streets and residential neighborhoods.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, and that's the heart that is behind, you know, Doug and Kirk and their vision for Meadowlark, which really is about building better futures. And it's for our homeowners, it's for our staff, it's for the trades professionals that we work with.
Yeah.
And I, like Jen highlighted these homeowners, we just are so lucky to have homeowners that value what we bring. And this building better futures and being the guide for homeowners and collaboratively solving problems, it is such a joy to then see homeowners use the spaces that we get to design.
And part of that building better futures includes the environmental aspect, the sustainability.
Absolutely.
The quality of the homes and how you build them. Speak to that.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, in Doug and Kirk's heart is really to leave a footprint on Ann Arbor and the surrounding area that is sustainable, that doesn't take more than it gives. And so every project is a little bit different in the green offerings, but our heart behind them all remains the same. How can we build better futures for the people that live in their homes now and for the future? you know, Doug is wonderful at testing new strategies and theories and modeling them energy-wise so that then Metal Art can take this input and bring it into our projects where it makes sense. And it's a wonderful opportunity to keep learning and then working and implementing on the projects we get to do.
Melissa, give us an idea on how you've seen over the 18 years you've been at Metal Art that energy efficiency, what has that done to change home ownership, do you think?
Yeah, you know, I think it's so wonderful us to work in Ann Arbor where there is a consciousness of energy usage. And so I actually just called a former homeowner up the other day who moved into a new home. And I was just checking in on him and asked what, you know, he was interested in. And he said, well, I'm contemplating solar panels. Well, I knew he moved into like a 90s built house, and solar panels usually aren't the first thing you do. And so I mentioned the phrase that Doug taught us years ago and still speaks, which is lose less, use less, and then produce. And so by producing that solar panels, but the first step you want to do is to lose less. And so then we talk about insulation and air sealing and tightening up the envelope. And then use less has to do with your appliances and your energy load. And he works on computers, so he has a lot of servers. So how can we make that more efficient? And then the produce, the solar, is then meeting your needs
that's
without you losing energy.
And we go right away to the solar. We think that's going to be it.
Right.
But you have
to
take care of the inside as well.
You do. And with tax credits and rebates, you know, I think the offerings can change slightly.
Right.
But ultimately, what Doug has said from the beginning is still relevant. You know, try to build a tight envelope. And so we're pretty unique, Metal Arc is, in Ann Arbor. We have an in-house framing crew, which really allows us to control how we build things, because it's not just the siding that's important. It's the foundation and the wood framing and everything that's involved with building that plays a role in losing less energy for all houses.
Their latest project, this outdoor space, 2041 South 7th Street in Ann Arbor, and Metal Arc is behind this. I want to hear more about the pool, Jen, because it's so gorgeous. You look at it and you think, is that a pond or is that a pool?
I know. It's actually a saltwater
pool.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so a little also unique.
Yeah.
And then the landscaping, we really worked together with the landscaper to bring all of the components to life. So that's what you see is, you know, the seamlessness, because we work really hard to bring the homeowner's vision to life, but then we also partner with trades partners in the area as well.
And the pool itself has a brick border, it looks like,
it does. Yes.
Very low to the ground.
Yes.
Again, making it all very seamless.
Yes. In-ground pool, surround around it. And then again, as you said, seamlessly moves into the screen porch area.
And then how you've taken that screen porch and the pergola and brought them all together. Talk about what you used, your products in there.
Oh, so we actually used some composite products on this one. Yeah, just for a little bit more longevity, which is exciting. So instead of building just right out of cedar or Doug fir, able to use some composite products, just again, a little bit more forgiving on the maintenance side. And then I love that you can have different size gatherings. So this could be the pergola, the screen porch can be just for the daily use, you know, grabbing that first cup of coffee in the morning,
Beautiful.
Some quiet time, or having families over and, you know, hosting bigger events.
I like the way you think on that.
I like that first cup of coffee.
And I like how you've also incorporated privacy screens into the area.
Yes, because it is a neighborhood. It's a family neighborhood, you know, a regular Ann Arbor neighborhood where your neighbors are quite close. And so we did incorporate privacy screens. Also in the first project, we incorporated some additional transom style windows in the dining room on that same side where the privacy screens are. So you just get some additional airflow. You get to see the treetops, but then you also maintain that privacy.
Showcaseofhomes.net for more information about the upcoming show, which is at the end of June. And you can get all the details at showcaseofhomes.net. This is home number 12 on the tour, which includes a couple of outdoor living spaces. This is one of them from Metal Arc Design and Build. Again, number 12. There also are remodeled homes on here and new custom and model homes. 17 homes altogether, June 27th and 28th, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And you can get ticket information and more details at showcaseofhomes.net. The two of you met here in Ann Arbor.
We did.
Melissa, you're originally from Troy.
Yes.
And Jen, you're originally from Bowling Green, Ohio.
That's correct, yes.
So you came here for school, is that right?
Yes. Yes.
And tell us about your schooling here.
Oh, I came here for graduate school and met Melissa when I was in grad school for architecture, and she was an undergrad for architecture mm-hmm. at Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And today, working together all these years later.
Yeah, Jen moved to Switzerland for a little and came back. And when
really?
She was looking for a job, Metal Arc had just moved into our Liberty Street location.
That's right.
From that, you know, neighborhood in Water Hill
yeah.
I spoke about previously.
Right.
We finally moved out. We have a beautiful old schoolhouse building. And so Jen joined us then and now currently runs the front half of our company, sales, marketing, and design.
Fantastic.
Well, I'm on the construction end.
Wow, that's
yeah.
great.
And it's been wonderful to see how our experience at U of M's architecture school has translated now into the environment we're in,
right.
running a company and designing and building still.
Wow, that's incredible. Right. Well, congratulations to both of you. Melissa Kennedy, president, Jen Heinzman. She is design director at Metal Arc Design and Build. What is your website where people can go to get more information?
MetalArcBuilders.com.
MetalArcBuilders.com. And of course, for the big showcase coming up at showcaseofhomes.net. Looking forward to seeing your beautiful space. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Nice talking with
nice
you.
Nice talking with you.
Thank
You're
you.
Listening to the Lucy Ann Lance Show, Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.